Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here with a very important update, a very quick update, and then a must-watch video, Unmasked, the truth about the 2020 election. Before we begin though, just a quick word about this video's sponsor. One of the first commitments made by the new administration is the $2 trillion spend on environmental concerns. With renewables like solar panels, wind turbines, and even the batteries for electric vehicles, the use of silver will soar. But we don't have enough silver to cover demand. They said it would take 5.6 million tons of silver to meet all of our energy needs, but guess what? The world's current known official silver reserves is estimated to be less than 600,000 tons. And that's good news for investors and the price of silver. If you're thinking of an IRA or 401k, now is the time to look at silver. And this month, with every gold or silver IRA, Noble Gold Investments is giving away an incredible 5-ounce solid silver Apollo 11 memento coin with every silver IRA that started. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments. We all know the election was rigged and stolen. A coup d'etat has taken place. Recall Chuck Schumer saying, "Now we take Georgia and then we change America." Let's review.
Now we take Georgia and then we change America.
And then we change America and the world. Biden appears to be expanding the U.S. occupation of Syria. Yeah, shocker, right? How about this one? Biden's executive order allowing transgender males to compete in female sports? Well, some states don't want to stand for such tyranny. Montana aims to save women's sports from Biden's executive order. Montana lawmakers are considering a bill that would bar biological males from competing in female sports. Several other states have proposed similar legislation. That'll be called an act of hate, should it be passed. Why? Well, because these people are insane. That's why. What else will Change America bring us from people like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden? Well, the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus package on the back of $28 trillion of debt, that puts us at $30 trillion. No wonder Bitcoin is hyperinflating when priced in dollars. Yes, Bitcoin is at $45,000 today on the back of the news that Elon Musk's Tesla used $1.5 billion of their company treasury to buy Bitcoin. Many are speculating that Apple will soon follow suit. And people are so fed up with the tyranny and the rigged, stolen election that a majority of GOP voters would now join a new Trump-led political party if he began one. Now, remember, the enemies of America, people like John Brennan, they're openly talking about rounding up Trump supporters and libertarians, because in this new changed America, standing for the country and standing for our Constitution makes you a domestic terror threat. Here's the must-watch video. This one's even better than Mike Lindahl's recent presentation titled Proof, because this one is only around 15 minutes long and it's absolutely gripping. Unmasked, the truth about the 2020 election. And as the producer of this documentary asks, please rip it, share it, spread it far and wide. Get the truth out. God bless. Bye-bye.
No matter which side of the fence people have been on, they've been saying, "Show me the evidence. I'll believe it when I see the evidence." And people on both sides agree that something went terribly wrong in November 2020. But there really has been no comprehensive place to see the evidence of widespread fraud until now. This video is pure data, so don't get mad. You can't be angry when a scientist confirms that gravity pulls downward at negative 9.8 meters per second squared, even when that fact works against the narrative you've heard. So here we go. Just before we show you some new disturbing video evidence, we'll talk about statistical anomalies in three states in question. In the early hours of November 4th, 2020, Democratic candidate Joe Biden received several major vote spikes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia, suddenly placing him in the lead when he had been trailing Trump by a significant margin. 8,954 individual vote updates were analyzed. Across nearly all updates, there follows a clear statistical pattern. However, a very small number of batches are especially questionable. The four most notable aberrations were two in Michigan, one in Wisconsin, and one in Georgia. And all occurred in the same five-hour window, in the middle of the night, when in some places counting reportedly had stopped. Not only do these updates not follow generally observed patterns, but their behavior is particularly extreme. For context, using publicly available data from the New York Times, here is a visualization of the number of votes by candidate in Michigan from the beginning of the election night to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on November 4th. Trump is in red, Biden is in blue. Notice the sudden and improbable spike in votes for Biden at 6:30 a.m., where Biden received 141,258 votes, while Trump only received 5,968. This extreme ratio is surrounded by updates that are nearly the same in ratio. This particular update is 23 times more votes for Biden, and is the most extreme update favoring Biden in all datasets across all states. The situation in Wisconsin is even more stark. A single update to the vote count brought Biden from trailing by over 100,000 votes into the lead. Thirdly, a vote update in Georgia at 1:34 a.m. Eastern Time on November 4th, which shows 136,155 votes for Joe Biden and only 29,115 for Donald Trump. The extents of these four vote spikes in question are more than the margin of victory in all three states, which means the spikes were not only abnormal in regards to percentage for Joe Biden, but also in magnitude of the vote count. Out of roughly 9,000 updates, this election was decided by only four extreme updates, each with a probability of less than 0.1%, meaning that had these four unlikely updates not happened, we would have a different president in the White House. Detractors argue that these spikes were merely human error and not indication of fraud, and the errors have been corrected. If the errors have been corrected, where is their evidence? Why were the results never changed? Others have said that the spikes indicate heavily Democratic precincts. If that were the case, then California would show many spikes of that magnitude, but it doesn't. Only one vote update in California is anomalous in percentage of Biden votes, but not enough magnitude to shift an outcome. The strangest anomaly visible in the data is a consistently identical ratio of Biden to Trump votes across time, which is theoretically impossible. Here is Florida. These updates occurred over a week following the election. Notice all the ratios of Biden to Trump votes are 100% identical over several days. This pattern shows up in many states. It appears that a computer algorithm is involved in the process, which is doing something called weighted race distribution, a feature of Diebold voting machines known as early as 2001, which gives values to votes rather than simply counting them. Here in California, we see an update of one vote. About 65% of that value is given to Biden and 32% to Trump. How can one vote go to more than one person? It is well known and not disputed that Diebold's software was found to be switching votes through programming in past elections. Even though Diebold is no longer used, Dominion Voting Systems acquired ESNS in 2010, which had previously acquired Diebold under its new name of Premier Election Solutions. This does not exhaust all statistical data anomalies encountered in the 2020 election, but data anomalies is only one factor to consider. Next is eyewitness and video evidence. In Georgia, there's a case of a poll worker named Ruby who was seen on Instagram giving a secretive live video of her working in the back room filled with absentee ballots.
I'ma let y'all see this. Okay, don't say nothing. Listen, look.
At 10:30 p.m. on November 3rd, all media and poll watchers were told to leave State Farm Arena because ballot counting was going to stop. But Ruby and her daughter and three others remained behind at State Farm Arena. They pulled boxes of ballots out from under the table that was placed there in the morning and distributed them to several counting stations.
Back to Fulton County, Georgia right now, where our reporter Blaine Alexander apparently has some new reporting on the expectations for that count.
Well, Rachel, we've learned that the counting continues tonight. You know, right here in State Farm Arena behind me, we've learned that there are five people who are still inside, still working to scan those absentee ballots and try and get those numbers tabulated. Now, initially, we believe we were told that everybody went home at about 10:30, but I just got off the phone with a county spokesperson who tells me that indeed there are still some people in there quite literally burning the midnight oil, scanning ballot after ballot and trying to get that information in.
And Blaine, specifically, you said five people are inside that building? That's five actual individuals who are working on all the absentees in Fulton County right now? Just five? Wow. Talk about having the sort of fate of the nation in your hands.
Ruby is seen here in this video running the exact same stack of ballots through the machine three times. Other workers do the same. Note that a large surge in Biden votes can be observed after this tabulation at 0634 Greenwich Mean Time, which is 1:34 a.m. in Georgia, just after the time in question. You may ask, can a ballot really be counted more than once? Here is your answer from Coffee County, Georgia.
Can you scan a ballot more than once?
I've just done it.
You
just kept scanning that same.
You just keep something.
I just scanned the same batches that y'all just voted. Mm-hmm. I never got any more until that one.
I don't know why they approved such a system.
Ruby allegedly posted this later on social media. Of course, the mainstream media calls this misinformation, and most references to these videos have been deleted from internet search results. Apple News, the morning of the election, sent out a push message to Apple News subscribers that elections are secure. So if it's true that election fraud is rare, what about Raquel Rodriguez? She was recently arrested for election fraud in Texas because of overwhelming video evidence incriminating herself that she was harvesting ballots for pay.
Looking at top of tickets to get votes for eager Biden, how many votes do you think you can deliver for us?
At least 5,000.
And what are we looking at as far as how much that's going to cost?
For the entire team that I'm looking at 55,000.
So $55,000 for 5,000 votes top of the ticket, eager Biden.
If not more, I'm not going to overpromise because remember, we're 16 days till election day. You can give me cash, you can do whatever you want to do.
$55,000 upfront, 5,000 votes.
That's right.
Then there is cybersecurity evidence and the question of whether Dominion voting machines were tampered with over internet connections. Signed affidavits under oath from cybersecurity experts indicate that Dominion voter systems and Edison Research were using an unencrypted VPN with login credentials that were easily accessible and used by foreign adversaries to monitor and manipulate votes. The IP addresses into the Edison Research host service went in both directions, meaning that not only were China and Iran and other countries accessing the servers, but also Edison Research was communicating back to these adversaries. The claims that Dominion voting machines were not connected to the internet are completely false. Cybersecurity experts have followed the communication of the data from Dominion voting servers and Edison Research to foreign countries. A simple web search will uncover that DominionVotingSystems.com is registered to a company in Hunan, China. Three of the seven board members of UBS Securities are Chinese nationals. That company owns Staple Street Capital, which in turn owns Dominion. On top of that, the Dominion software is licensed from Smartmatic, which is a Venezuelan-owned and controlled company, and we're all familiar with how their elections go. Furthermore, forensic audits of the machines reveal significant errors. Although the mainstream media and politicians are saying that it's dangerous misinformation that Dominion voting systems are unsecure, this was the very message that several left-leaning news sources were claiming less than a year ago. NBC News and PBS found out just how easy it is to hack voting machines or cast fake votes.
It's important to note that Georgia just spent over $100 million on a contract with Dominion to provide image cast hardware to the state in time for the next primaries and for the 2020 election. And yet here these kids were who had opened it up. They said, look, you can pop the front off of it and here's a port you can get into right here. That's easy. You know, all kinds of stuff that you could certainly do within 6 minutes behind a curtain, much less if you had extra time because any of these were connected to the web, as we discovered a couple of days before, so many of them are.
Despite opposition and attacks, election security experts were able to audit Dominion voting machines in Antrim County, Michigan, revealing unusually high error and adjudication rates. What does that mean? According to the report, Dominion voting systems is intentionally designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Ballot errors are sent to adjudication, which means the vote can be decided by an election worker where there is no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail.
We've scanned 113,130 as of moments ago. We've adjudicated 106,000 plus of those.
Experts identified an error rate of 68.05%, which is far above the Federal Election Commission guidelines of 0.0008%, or 1 in 250,000. Although vote adjudication logs are available for prior election years, suspiciously, all the logs for the 2020 cycle were missing. Moreover, all security logs prior to 11:03 p.m. on November 4th are also missing. If that's not enough, the election event designer log shows that the Dominion image cast precinct cards were reprogrammed on October 23rd and again on November 5th, which violates the Help America Vote Act, which includes a 90-day safe harbor period that prohibits changes to election systems, registries, hardware, and software updates without undergoing recertification. Even if skeptics and critics persist that these issues are inconsequential, they should be willing for forensic audits to take place for transparency, yet they have viciously attacked attempts to review logs. Why is that if there's nothing to hide? Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona have even ignored subpoenas for release of election data and Dominion machine audits until after the inauguration. Then there's the mass influx of unsolicited mail-in ballots. The key word is unsolicited. In other words, people receiving ballots they never asked for. Politicians use the coronavirus to push mass mail-in ballots and extending the time to receive those ballots till many days after the election. There are many reports of people who voted in person also receiving multiple unsolicited ballots in the mail. People who did not send in a mail-in ballot denied in-person voting because they were told they had voted already by mail when they hadn't. This opened up chaos in the system and uncertainty as to who actually voted. Additionally, signature verification requirements were slackened in many states, adding even more uncertainty. In fact, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State unilaterally removed legislative signature requirements for mail-in ballots. More than 1,000 signed affidavits have been given by poll workers who have witnessed illegal activities, non-equal treatment of Republican poll watchers, counting ballots in locations with no poll watchers not permitted close enough to see the counting process, shredding ballots, garbage bags full of ballots for Trump, entire boxes of hundreds of supposedly mail-in ballots that have no folds, indicating they were never actually mailed by anyone. The list goes on and on. These affidavits are signed by witnesses under penalty of perjury, so this should not have been taken lightly, but these witnesses were never heard in court. Unfortunately, what we have covered is only the tip of the iceberg on fraud, cover-ups, federal election law violations, and dishonesty on a global scale.
So either the Secretary of State's office is recording and certifying results that have negative errors and fraudulent votes in them, or someone is giving them negative information.
Recent polls show an overwhelming percentage of the U.S. don't trust the 2020 election was without fraud. At the end of this video, the credits will be further data scrolling through that you can read for yourself, and pause and go back and read again. So what can you do? Firstly, find a way to download this video and share it. Film it with your mobile phone. Do anything to duplicate this. Post it with a hashtag, here is the evidence, hashtag every legal vote. Because guaranteed, big tech and social media giants will do their best to erase it from the internet, as they've already done with much of the evidence we've already shared. And if they can't erase it, they'll fake fact-check it. Well, guess what? We've already done the fact-checking. We've gone through thousands of pages of data, sworn affidavits, forensic reports, and cybersecurity reports. Secondly, you can demand election reform from your election state and local officials. We cannot let another election ever be this questionable ever again. This is the United States of America. People used to look to us on how to have democracy through our voting system. 2020 was a complete sham, and it cannot ever happen again.
Hey friends, just a quick word from our sponsor. One of the first commitments made by the new administration is the $2 trillion spend on environmental concerns. With renewables like solar panels, wind turbines, and even the batteries for electric vehicles, the use of silver will soar. But we don't have enough silver to cover demand. They said it would take 5.6 million tons of silver to meet all of our energy needs, but guess what? The world's current known official silver reserves is estimated to be less than 600,000 tons. If you're thinking of an IRA or 401k, now is the time to look at silver. And this month, with every gold or silver IRA, Noble Gold Investments is giving away an incredible 5-ounce solid silver Apollo 11 memento coin with every silver IRA that started. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments.